Good evening, good afternoon, good night. This is Higher Education, and we are coming to you from a random college in America. And we have some things to talk about today. Got to speak our minds. So, I'm Phil, first and foremost, and I'm joined by my three buddies, Boyd, Dominic, and Trey. And I'll just introduce myself real quick. So, I'm Phil again. I am from a small town in Helena where, okay.
No, keep going with it. Keep going with it, dude. Who fucking cares?
Yeah, no, it's a funny podcast. I'm from a small town that may or may not be Helena, Montana. Yeah. It's a pretty cool place, honestly. It's really small, but there's definitely some tight-knit communities, and we just like to ski and have some fun when we're not skiing, so.
All right, yeah. How's this road to work? Can we go into Trey? Me? Okay. Well, I'm Dominic. I'm from Minnesota. Best state in the fucking continental United States. And,
It's up there for sure.
I like agriculture, man. I could talk to you all day about swine, chicken. Beef, doesn't matter, man. I like to bum around, get extremely drunk when asked, and I like to party hard, man. Here's Boyd.
Right on, Dominic.
Hello. My name is Boyd. I'm also from Helena, Montana. It's a pretty good place. Not a ton to do there, mostly like skiing and fucking around pretty much, but it's a good time. Happy to be at Montana State.
I think you mean a college in America.
Oh yeah. Happy to be at
an undisclosed college in America.
Location.
We'll give you guys a hint. Where are you at? Harvard, UCLA,
Yale,
Oxford. Or Florida State.
Yeah.
Or Montana State.
Yeah. But so you guys that's a fat red herring. Don't follow that fucker down the rabbit hole. You won't find shit.
So you can make your own assumptions on that, but we're going to pass it to Trey now. Are you done, Boyd?
I'm done. Okay. Yeah, I'm done.
All righty. So my name's Trey. I'm from Denver, Colorado. Play hockey, and I like to snowboard. Came to college just to have some fun. Just wanted something different from Colorado. So
yeah. Here we are, man.
Here we are.
Well,
so what was the main reason that you guys, like, what was the first thing in your mind that was like, I need to come here?
Honestly, dude, I just fucking, like, I was so lazy with, like, colleges and shit. It was just like, this was the only one that I toured, like, period. Yeah. And when I saw it, I was just like, this place seems fucking cool enough. I might be able to fucking do some cool shit here. And like,
Yeah.
It's like, yep, yeah, Mom, I'm done searching. This one's here. Let's just send it. Here I am.
Nice.
That's cool. Weird. Yeah. Glad I came here. I was going to go to Creighton.
Creighton,
Nebraska. Yeah. Oh. But I was like, there's nothing to do with this
to our Nebraska listeners.
No, if you're from fucking Nebraska, get this fucking podcast. All you guys do is make corn. You're like a lesser Iowa.
You know what? If we're coming from that angle, let's just full send it, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck North Dakota.
North Dakota's lit as fuck. You see the Panda Canyon in North Dakota, and you're like, yep, yeah, okay, this place is not just fields.
Okay, but it's mostly just fields.
Dude, I don't know. Fargo's pretty poppin', dude.
I can't really dispute that. You can't hate on the Dakotas because
you can go to the Dakotas and drop, like, hundreds of dollars on fucking fireworks, and you get to send that shit up in the sky. You can't do that in Minnesota. You've only been to South Dakota like one time. In Minnesota, we have like laws on like fireworks. Like the ones that they can sell in Minnesota are like fucking snakes in like really shitty fountains.
That's tough.
Yeah,
we got pretty good fireworks out here. If you get the res,
if you go to the res,
you go to the
If you go on Facebook Marketplace and you know the right people,
dude, we
can get some pretty fat explosives.
I had a fuck ton of like 500 gram shells, dude. Like for 4th of July, we were just fucking sent them off.
Dumb, I've shot off some big fuckers in Wisconsin. I know if they have firework laws there.
They don't. Minnesota's
they have
just
no
lame.
Firework laws.
Well, they probably have some, but like in Minnesota, it's just like so fucking lame.
Yeah.
It's funny though, because like even with those laws in place, like there's a town called Bolas, and like they have a fucking festival where like firefighters are fucking like pushing like this barrel on a power line, like back and forth, like a tug of war. And then they just fucking, everybody gets piss hammered, and then they just fucking huge fireworks.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
We don't have a ton of shit like that in Montana. I feel like the main thing that people get gathered up for from different cities is like the rodeo. And that's where
the
people kind of get piss hammered.
Do you guys have like
St. Patty's Day?
St. Patty's Day in Butte for sure.
4th of July in Butte.
State basketball, wherever it is.
Bro, 4th of July in Butte is fucking American.
I've never been, actually.
Obama went one time.
We need to go. If Obama's going, fuck, we need to go, dude. I bet he brought Michelle.
Yeah, probably brought Michelle.
Dude, I bet she was fucking trying to get the fair food to fucking get taken down, dude.
Trying to switch it out for some fucking, like, salad bars and
shit. Yeah, dude. Ugh. That was tough, dude. Rest in peace, 2010. Michelle Obama fucked us over.
I feel like my school lunches were always shitty.
Nah, they were so good before she came in. With
bro, the remember the stuff? Fucking Bosco sticks?
Are those ones with the cheese in the middle?
That was
those are bombs
after Michelle.
Really?
On the cheese?
Bro, no.
Yeah,
we've never had that.
Choke.
Yeah. That's true.
Bro, Obama got elected in 2008.
That's true. But he went 2 terms, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. Dang, we got an election coming up. Don't want to get too into that, but
yeah, let's not get too into that.
No, I don't give a fuck. Dude.
But part of me thinks that whoever wins, my life is gonna be pretty much
the same.
I'm not too worried about it. Even we're cutting it there.
We're not talking
about politics.
All right, let's talk about the pedophile island.
The Jeffrey Epstein shit.
That shit is sinister,
dude. That documentary is so hard to watch.
Yeah, I didn't make it past the first episode. I just was not fucking
with it. Why is it that raw?
It's rough.
It's like,
they go
disgusting. It'll make you feel like sick.
Wait, is this like a Netflix documentary?
Yeah.
They do good shit. Did you see the Don't Fuck With Cats one?
Yep.
That one is fucked.
That one's really crazy, where the guy messes with all the cats, but then they actually people come back and search him for him.
Yeah. Like, he fucking, after he'd like post videos of like putting cats in a vacuum sealed bag and like just killed them. And then like,
what?
As that progressed, like they were trying to like hunt him down.
They were trying to find.
And then he brought this like Asian student guy in Canada up into his room and he fucking like killed him with an ice pick. It's fucked up.
I love how Netflix finds
the weirdest
shit. I guess it's probably not Netflix. It's more like the actual film creators and Netflix, like a lesson of a platform. But they find some cool shit to make documentaries on. But they also take off like all of their good TV shows. Like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Netflix. Just go to Hulu.
Hulu is honestly the TV.
Hulu, or if you have HBO. Netflix, get a VPN and set it to like Germany or something, and you have like all the cool shit that. Yeah,
I don't know about that.
The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, like all the Fast and Furious movies.
Okay, I might have to do that for the Fresh
Prince. So much more. It's like
we should watch that.
The Fresh Prince was actually a pretty good show.
No, it's good.
Couple episodes, but.
Do you guys ever watch, like, Full House or shit like that?
Dude, as a kid, we didn't know about all this shit, but my family used to watch The Cosby Show all the time.
Really?
That shit was so funny. And we even saw him live one time.
Really?
Did he come to Helena?
He came to Helena.
Yeah. Bro, we had a Bill Cosby Bill Cosby's Guide to like Love and Marriage.
I know. It's like what, like, dude?
Yeah.
I kind of want to know what's in that book.
I know. I don't know if we still have it though, or it's probably fucking tucked away somewhere.
I feel like it's full of lies.
What?
Bill Cosby's Guide to Love and Marriage.
Fuck right, dude. Yeah. Like his like actual guide is like slip in the cup.
Dude, if it was a legitimate Bill Cosby's Guide to Love and Marriage, it would just be one page detailing how to use roofies.
Dude, it's fucked up because like Bill Cosby, like you remember like the pudding pop shit about like commercials? Did you ever have a pudding pop as a kid? Like, I remember seeing those commercials, and Bill Cosby just seemed like the happiest fucking dude. Like,
dude, they called him the father of America.
Dude, he just radiated fucking happiness, and then he goes do that shit. It's like, what the fuck?
That's fucked up.
Dude, it's wrong. America is fucking lit. Can we agree that...
In some ways.
Can we agree that America is the best country on the planet? Hands down, no contest.
No, I don't know though.
Would you rather live anywhere else?
Canada. I used to totally think that, but Canada has been really stepping their shit up.
Dude,
I can give you like 5 spots right off the bat.
Fuck that, dude. I'll ride and die with
that. I mean, in terms of scenery, there are like
every other Spain. I would go live almost anywhere in Canada,
but you don't have the freedoms you have here.
But you don't need all the. I don't know. Like we got a lot of freedoms, but like. You don't really need all that shit.
Oh, you need them.
A lot of places have caught up with us, too. Like, I mean, no one's with us in terms of, like, guns or...
No, they're all fucking pitching guns inside, dude.
That's why you just don't go live in Saudi Arabia or you don't go live in Korea.
No, like, if you're in Germany or, like, Finland or something, you don't need to own a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't need to own a gun. You want to own a gun.
True.
Guns are awesome.
Guns are fun. Yeah, there's something like, very fun about like, shooting a gun.
If I live somewhere where I really don't need one.
Dude, like, if I couldn't hunt, like, that'd be sad. I love hunting. That shit's fun. Like, sitting up in a deer stand just waiting, fucking eat.
I mean, you can like, that sounds fun, but like...
Yeah, but not to the same extent. Like, I feel like America is a lot more fucking easy to go get a fucking permit and shit like that to get, like, hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
dude, in Germany, if you're not at a firing range, you're only allowed to have blanks. Like, you can only shoot blanks out of your gun. Like, even on your own property.
That is dumb as fuck.
It's kind of ridiculous. They have a lot of laws. But not speed limits. Which is awesome.
That is.
They don't have speed limits?
Yeah, on the Autobahn.
What's an Autobahn?
It's like their interstate system.
Oh, they're... And they drive on the right side of the road, correct?
Uh-huh. Same as us. There's not... So not
I thought they drove backwards.
There's no speed limit, but some sections of...
What so countries are inverse of how we
England,
drive?
I think India
England,
is...
Australia, and Japan are too.
Dude, India is fucking crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Their road, dude...
Sure. India is like, you can drive... If you're on the road, you're good, bro.
Bro, you got fucking... Like horses, cars, scooters,
like the cows and like shit, they're just freeballing. That's the coolest shit.
Cows. Tuk-tuks are fucking dope.
India would be lit. I would love to go to India. Like,
I feel
after
like
a while,
it'd be lit, but it'd be kind of nasty.
It is. It does seem like a really like gross place. Like not like a derogatory sense.
Sure. I mean, they just have so many goddamn people. Like. It's not.
Didn't India start off as a fucking colony of England?
Well, England colonized it, but they didn't like start off as a colony.
Yeah, dude.
So they were there in England.
The Indian civilization has been around a long time.
It was like one of the most advanced in the world at one point too.
Because isn't that where they were getting all the fucking spices and shit?
Well, that's part of it. Like the south tip of India, because like. Europe fiend for that.
Stuff. Yeah, and that's why they kept fucking
and they would
all
pay
the guys, dude.
Big old price.
For that Indian trading company, East
Indian trading company. Yeah, that shit went fucking bananas.
Yeah. They fucking like ran the seas for a while.
Yeah, it's fucking oh my god. That's like times of pirates though. That's like even better about it. Like fucking scallywags and going down to like fucking Cuba just to fucking bury a treasure, dude.
Yeah. I feel like Pirates of the Caribbean sounds sick, but being an actual pirate would suck.
No, I think that would be cool.
That would suck.
That would be cool.
No,
that would it be it cool. Would suck.
It'd be cool if you're like the captain.
It'd be fucking cool in some.
I mean, in
like
some ways,
life
like,
on the sea and fucking yeah, tropical paradise.
Because you know, there's people that being did for living.
And you'd probably get sick as shit. Doing that fucking.
There's like, I mean, you're in a cool place, but you're on a boat, on a shitty ass boat with like 50 other.
Okay, but that was normal back then. You got to remember that. We don't have that. We have fucking fast shit.
Like, I feel like comfort's kind of a newer thing, you know, for like most people. For like.
Kind of.
Like,
it's been around for a hot
minute. It's been around for a hot minute, but like.
Dude, it's been around for whoever's been able to afford it. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, oh my god!
I
but
guess like, so. Comfort think, is a super
like think of like the homesteading days. Like people just fucking went out in the middle of nowhere.
That was awesome.
To set their shit.
The
up.
Homesteading Act was like the best way to make fucking people go west. Like that shit was. Fucking
oh yeah, the
awesome.
Homesteading Act was fucking like,
dude.
It's rough for the American Indians. Fucking badass for America.
Oh, we fucked them over. But let's not talk about that.
Excuse me.
I went to this fucking state park and like you can see where people were like settling. Like there was just this cleared out area and they're like, yeah, there used to be a house right there. And it's like, that's fucking crazy.
I don't want to talk about history anymore. Let's talk about the future.
The future? Mars, dude. No, when do you think we'll be to Mars?
I don't know.
Dude, I saw a conspiracy theory that Elon Musk isn't really going to Mars. He's just like using the funding from his investors to just make weapons and sell them to governments because he just like signed a contract.
Have you seen
with
that deal with like the 1 hour weapon deliveries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
He made a deal. He's like doing something with the Pentagon where they can deliver weapons worldwide in an hour.
Yeah.
Which is like
how do you fast as fuck, dude.
Fast as fuck.
It's doable.
It's probably doable, but it's fucking.
That's kind of scary to think about.
Fucking expensive, like ridiculously.
If we can mobilize arms that fucking fast, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think wars will be fought like how they were anymore.
No, if a, like real war started.
I think we're just gonna have like fucking
like world wars and
like,
still
fucking cold wars and shit.
There's still, like, civil wars and shit going on.
Yeah, but that's in, like, less developed countries. Like, if America fucking made a move, everybody looks.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, smaller countries, like, they get so fucking, like, out of, like, the spotlight that I don't fucking see them. Like, there could be wars waged right now, and I wouldn't know.
There probably are.
There honestly probably there are.
100%
there are. Have you guys heard about the, like, genocide China's doing?
What? Right
of
now?
Of the Muslims? Yeah.
Right now?
Do you know a lot about that, boy?
I don't know. I've just kind of heard about it, but I think they're trying to keep it kind of, like,
low-key.
On the DL. Yeah.
That's messed up.
China's done some fucked shit.
China's, yeah.
The one, China had a
That's
leader.
Their leadership, though, like, not as a people.
Yeah.
Well, any fucking socialist country is gonna be like that. They're fucking commies, dude.
Pretty much every socialist or communist nation has not worked out.
Dude,
Yugoslavia was kind of chilling for a while before the Soviet Union collapsed. Like they actually had a pretty good thing going.
I think
it's the semi-socialist countries that are working out though, like the fucking like Sweden and.
Canada,
yeah.
Semi-socialist. They have a fucking queen.
That it's like
the queen doesn't do shit. So
it's like purely ceremonial.
Really?
They don't
shit. They have a
their prime minister does like
and they have
a parliament.
That's fucking.
And they've got like universal health care and like that type of shit.
Dude, being a fake monarch is worse than being like.
But like, imagine being poor and breaking your leg, and then you have like $200,000 in hospital bills. Like, if you break your leg really bad.
Okay, but did you know you always need to ask for the receipt at the hospital. Always ask for your receipt. Because they take a lot of stuff off. Trust me, do it next time.
For sure.
Like, haggle with them?
Yeah, and they'll take a bunch of stuff off.
Because they charge you for, like, the dumbest
They
shit
charge you for
a
bunch
hospital.
Of stuff. If you literally ask to see the receipt, your medical bill will be... It'll still be really expensive.
Oh,
it's going to be... Probably less than it would have been.
Yeah, well, my mom works at the hospital, so too. I kind of get like the hookup, but
yeah.
I just feed the body with protein and carbs, and it just runs, dude.
Protein and carbs, bro, that's a lie. You fill your body with Rockstar energy, fucking like me. A couple French fries sometimes.
I have not ate a lot. Like, have you seen, like, the downward trend? Like, when we first started eating at, like, Rendezvous, I had put food down. Like,
bro, we gotta go to Rendezvous.
I don't think I've seen you eat something besides that waffle sandwich in, like, the last 3 days.
Dude, I had 2 waffle sandwiches this morning.
You ate, like, half my Big Mac last night.
I did have, like, half your Big Mac. That shit opened my fucking chop gates, dude. Like, I was fucking...
Fuck. Let that energy float.
I'm
open the chakras.
I'm not used to not eating. Like, I shit you not. I would get up at like 12 o'clock at night and go fucking search for leftover steaks.
Oh, yeah. Like, I used to eat so much more when I was at home.
Yeah. I was a fat bitch.
In college, when you have to go to the dining hall or buy your own food, it is tough. A lifestyle shakeup.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
You spend so much money because you get... The dining hall food is not bad,
but you just get
tired of it because it's the
same shit every day. And most of the shit, like, you can't go to the Chinese places because they hit, like, every 1 in 10 times. Most times it's just fucking abysmal. Can't fucking do it, dude. Miller, oh my god, like, give me a fucking white bun, please. Whole wheat's gonna fucking murder me.
Yeah, it tastes disgusting, but it's, like, really healthy.
I feel like bread, in general, is just, like, not what you should be. Like, I don't know if you can call bread healthy.
Well, like, have you guys heard about the French paradox?
Different types of bread, though.
Like, I can understand, like the bread with, like, meats and shit. That shit. I can understand.
Have you ever had Dave's Crazy Bread?
I don't know if I have.
It's gas.
I've had, like, 9-grain shit, and I can fuck with that because, like, the shit in there is, like, the little, like, sunflower seed shit. Like, throw some, like, Smucker's grape jam on that fucking slice of toast with some butter, dude. It's fucking orgasmic, dude. I shit you not. Best breakfast.
Have you guys heard of the French paradox?
What's the French paradox?
So, in France, they basically eat bread, cheese, butter, and, like, meat. And, like, weird meat.
So, it's basically
and they drink a shit ton of wine. But they have some of the, I mean, they obviously eat other stuff sometimes, but that's the main, like, diet. And they have some of the lowest, like, heart disease rates and heart attacks and strokes
in the world. That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So they're just, like, used to it? Pretty interesting.
I guess so. I guess they're just built different.
Dude, I don't respect France. If they didn't surrender in every war they were in, it'd be a different story.
Yeah.
Like, their national anthem is waving a white flag.
Francis?
Dude, but, like,
something.
What? Okay, I'll get...
something. I don't really know.
I'll respect France for, like, the reign of terror and fucking Napoleon Bonaparte, because that's some cool history shit. Like, let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette shit. That shit's fucking funny. Did you guys talk about that in, like, world history shit in high school?
No.
Briefly, how they were fucking, everyone was starving and she just gave them cake.
Yeah, like, the amount of guillotines, like, they, like, that shit was crazy. They guillotined so many fucking people. King Louis, I think it was, like, the 8th, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to fucking book it, but they caught him.
Really?
Yeah. He did not make it too far.
Most of that stuff from Assassin's Creed, maybe, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I played that, like, whole game.
That was a great game.
Dude, Black Flag is the best Assassin's Creed.
I never had that one.
You need to play it. Like, the naval combat is the best in that game.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're...
Pretty damn good in Odyssey.
Your pirate ship means so much. Like, you have to fight, like, Black... You play with Blackbeard and Black Flag.
Really?
Yeah, Blackbeard's with you. But there's, like, ghost ships and shit that you have to, like, fight. It's fucking...
Okay, best video game of all time. For me, easily GTA 5. No really? Competition. It's the GOAT.
Story mode
the
or
story NBA? Mode is amazing. The online is so good. You can do anything you want in it.
It's amazing
to a degree higher than any other game.
Okay, I respect
that GTA has 5 ever existed
because it's dope and it's lasted so long.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's part of it too, the longevity. Yeah.
But my favorite game ever that was Black Ops 2.
That was different.
Black Ops 2 was just so good.
That was like peak child.
That was amazing.
Yep.
I love it.
Dude, just going to your buddy's house and like playing some zombies.
Transit, dude. Holy shit. Sure. We were fucking, we played that shit to death. Like fucking 6 o'clock in the morning every night, fucking on a school night.
Mm-hmm.
It was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
So, dude, the thing with GTA is, like, I love how they're milking it, but they're not milking a dead cow. They're still fucking feeding right? that bitch, and she's still producing. Like, every update is still new, and, like, they're giving new shit. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to continue to milk it, dude. Like, if it's coming on PS5 and Xbox Series X, like, we're going to see GTA 5 maybe on the fucking next console generation.
Like a remaster.
It better be a remaster. Yeah. Because if it's still GTA 5 at that point, then it's not going to be my favorite game anymore. Like, yeah. Come on.
Boyd, what's your favorite game?
I don't know. I feel like I've had the most fun playing Halo Master Chief Collection.
Mm.
Just like fucking split screen, you know?
Yep. We had some good times on Halo Master Chief Collection.
God, you presented me with such a hard fucking question. Favorite video game.
Like Civ 5 is also up there, honestly. That
or
game is
favorite or best video game of all time.
For best, it's gotta be GTA.
Yeah.
It's gotta
that's what GTA. I was thinking of.
Like there's not a game that's better.
Like my favorite, like that's tough. Like Skyrim's up there, but like The Witcher 3 is so fucking crazy.
Like, don't they have like 70 hours of sex scenes or something?
There's a lot of sex scenes.
You're joking.
No, there's a fuck ton of sex scenes. Like, there's one where you fuck around with like a stuffed unicorn, and that was fucking hilarious.
Wow.
But like, that game has 33 different endings, dude. And it like all depends on like what you choose in like the game.
That's pretty cool. Actually.
It's so good. Like, the combat's really good. It plays a lot like Assassin's Creed Odyssey. With, like, deflecting and, like, shit like
that. Oh, nice. That sounds fun.
But The Witcher 3 is probably my favorite game. That or Skyrim, they're both right there.
Nice.
So you're more of a, like, single player.
I'm an RPG fiend.
Yeah.
Like, games that, like, give me something fucking awesome to see. Like, mm-hmm. Did you guys ever play Marvel Spider-Man?
No.
I've played it a little bit, but I never
owned it.
Yeah.
I platinumed that bitch because I game shared with my friend, and that thing was like the most, like, it was just so fluid and fun. It just,
yeah. At my dentist, it had like, they had a Nintendo 64 with like the old Spider-Man game on it.
And yeah,
that shit
dude,
was so
was good. It fucking, was it in Helena?
Yeah, the one with like the gorilla.
Like by the fucking golf,
yeah, by the golf course.
Yeah, dude,
yeah.
I went there too. I would play that shit.
Yeah,
too.
That shit was so fun. Just like swinging around and climbing buildings, fucking webbing dudes.
God damn.
Well,
one of the best games I've played for the visuals though is Modern Warfare 2 Remastered.
The visuals are
great. It's the campaign was just so fun in the first place, and like such a step up from Modern Warfare 1. And then they come back in 2020 with, like, perfect graphics.
Bro, see, Star Wars Battlefront still has some of the best graphics, man. Like, that game, I don't know, it just looks so good.
Has a game
it's like Star Wars, you know?
Has a game ever moved you guys emotionally?
No.
A game never moved me emotionally. Like, I've gotten, like, excited at games. Like, I've gotten hyped at, like...
Yeah.
Beating people in
these I more play. I more play like competition games.
Yeah.
Like not really story or
play The Last of Us.
I was kind of bummed when Arthur Morgan died in Red Dead. I was kind of bummed just because like John Marston's kind of cool,
but you know what?
I'd rather be fucking Arthur Morgan.
Red Dead Redemption is just such a good like game series.
I've played Red Dead too.
You need to play the original. It's so much fun. You get to go to Mexico and, like, buy donkeys and shit.
Oh, that sounds fun.
The online for that was fucking awesome. It was just fucking dynamite getting thrown everywhere and gunfights. It was so fucking weird.
The Red Dead 2 online's kind of dead, honestly. Like, it's not that
fun. I'm really sad that, like, Rockstar hasn't given it the same treatment as GTA. Because that would have been awesome.
It could have been fucking great, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Like, they could easily fucking put ranches out that you can customize. And, yeah. Like, shit like that. That would be so cool.
But also, I feel like we're never going to give it the same support because no. GTA is, like, what, top three best-selling games of all time?
It's the most profitable fucking piece of media ever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like,
they've been profiting off of it for what?
Came out on 2016,
right? Almost 8 years.
Like 7, 8 years.
Yeah, a long time.
Did it come out right before the next generation came out?
Yeah, it came out before the PS4 and Xbox.
Yeah, I think it came 1 year before. Because then they were like, if you buy it for this console, you can go in first person.
Oh yeah,
that shit got me. I was like,
the first person is dope, honestly.
It is pretty dope.
I love
it, kind of
like a melee weapon, and then just fucking molly whopping someone.
Driving in first.
Driving a motorcycle or something. First person is so sick.
Favorite car in GTA?
The Deveste 8.
It's sick. Ooh, dude, I have one. I can't remember the name of it, but it was so fire.
I love the Zentornos, but I think if I were to choose one, I'm picking to drive, it's the Adder.
Yeah.
I love the Adder. Like, its handling is kind of, like...
Wait, are we talking about online, or...
Yeah. Well, like, either way.
Yeah. I have some really good cars from Benny's.
Oh,
yeah. I have a couple lowriders. I have this pimp-ass van.
Does it have hydraulics? Bacon hop?
Yeah, I have a van that can hop. That shit's dope.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah, dude, I have the CEO office garage, like, just, no, I filled it up now. Finally filled it up, yeah.
My apartment garage is getting filled up.
I don't have, like, that cool of cars, like, I've just been kind of, like.
Yeah, see, that's what I'd
go stock up the night cool garage.
Like, my PS4.
The car, or the flying bike.
Oh, that thing's
heavy, of course.
My PS4 save is fat as fuck. So, like, if that'll transfer over to the PS5, I'm chilling because, like, I have, like, me and my buddy, we duplicated Kinjali's and the DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, like, Christmas Kinjali and a free DeLorean because we just fucking abused the game.
Nice.
Is money dropping a thing on console?
No.
Because that's a big thing on PC.
I think it was on Xbox 360, but not PS4. I know that.
Like, my buddy got money dropped $1 billion. By a hacker.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And like,
dude, I used to watch those videos when I was like in middle school, like, getting dropped $1 billion.
But the thing is, Rockstar is not dumb with it. Like, if they see that your account, like in the game, got like fuck ton of money, they'll look at it and then they'll fucking like destroy you. Like, they'll wipe everything.
Oh, fuck.
Rockstar does not fuck around, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they just want you
buy shark cards.
Dude,
yeah.
They can fuck right off with their shark cards. I'm there for stunt races and fuck, baby.
Yeah, I've never bought a shark card.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
Oh, I got a pimpin' van. So the nightclub comes with, like, a delivery van.
Oh.
I got machine guns in the front of it. Oh, it's fucking sick. Like, fully armor-plated and shit.
Don't they have arcades now?
Yeah.
In the new update?
That's how you can do one of the heists, one of the casino heists.
Oh, that's fat. I don't do much of the casino. Like, I play blackjack.
You can get fat amounts, but it takes
forever. You just hit the wheel spin.
I'll do the wheel spin every day, and then I might play a little blackjack if they just give me, like, tokens.
Yeah. We used to know a hack for the horse race where you could get, like, the, highest payout every time.
That's fat.
And we grinded that for, like, a month straight and got millions, bro. It was so sick.
What kind of game consoles did you guys have as kids?
The Wii.
DS Lite.
It was
the
ripping Wii.
Oh, yeah.
I had the DSi PSP. And
a
Wii.
I had a PSP, too. Those
I was ripping PS2, the PS3. I've always been with PlayStation.
Yeah. I was an Xbox boy. I had a 360, and then I got a PS3 because I'm sick of paying for Xbox Live, and it was just phenomenal.
PlayStation's where it's at.
I think Xbox 360 definitely had better UI than the PS3.
Probably, but the PS,
but the Xbox One sucks dick.
Oh, and they changed. They've changed it.
The PS4 UI is fire. I love the PS4.
Oh, it's so smooth. Yeah,
it's really good.
I love the live
backgrounds. Everything's just like right there. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to scroll through a million different menus.
Yeah,
I'm excited for this next console generation, dude. The PS5 is gonna go fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Like new Ratchet and Clank, dude. Like we're fucking chilling.
I definitely want one, but I think with how lazy I already am,
if you had
just like it, I just don't need another distraction like that. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I would love to.
I'm definitely picking one up over break.
I don't know how much I'm gonna play it.
Yeah. I probably won't play it that often. I haven't touched my PS4 ever since I built my computer. Okay. Like I'll use it for like one game like every once in a while, but like this fucking thing does everything, so it's just it really fucks playing with like console friends.
Yeah True. We should play some Shell though. So
we haven't played Shell.
This later,
dude. I'm down with what? Shell.
Play Shell later.
Let's do it.
Fuck yeah.
Honestly, I should get it on my PS4 and just hook it up.
Yeah, we gotta grind some homework.
Yeah, fuck.
True. Is it worth it to get like 20 or 21, or should I just get 19?
27.
Oh, she upgraded my unit 3 test.
You should see being at 20. Let's see it. Do the. They have like 21 on it, where it's 3 people trying to score on the goalie. That shit's fun. Let's just
see how bad my.
He plays Snoop Dogg.
So I must have been pretty
good. Snoop Dogg does fucking commentating.
Is he good? Is he like an
all-star?
That's on
20? Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Good?
I got an 84. That's not bad.
That's good.
That's not bad.
Pounded, baby.
Did you guys play the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games? Those went fucking
bad. I had Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5, and that game was garbage.
You didn't like it? Like, the ones on PS2 were fucking phenomenal, dude. Like,
bruh, did it? You guys have Shaun White snowboarding?
No.
That game was fucking awesome.
Dude, when we played the Wii.
That game was awesome.
Did you guys ever get Chicken Run? Sick.
No.
It was like a really shitty shovelware game. But like these chickens would just come on the screen and you just fucking shoot them with the Wii remote. It was the dumbest thing. It was weird.
Oh. Phil, do you remember Boom Blocks?
Yes.
That game was fucking sick.
Of course, dude.
Were you guys big Wii Play guys?
What?
I was a Wii Sports fan, but you guys never played Wii Play? The one with like the tanks and the fishing?
No, I never.
Really?
I think Wyatt might have had that one. But I never really played it much. I fucked heavy with Wii Sports Resort, though.
So when did we start this podcast?
We are like...
Like, what are we at right now?
At like 35 minutes. 37.
Okay, 35.
So we got like 23 minutes left.
We're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing... I like the flow.
Yeah.
But what should we talk about now?
Shit, boys. So we just got out of... Well, not just. A couple weeks ago, we got out of quarantine from our school.
Oh.
And we just wanted to talk about it because we thought it's kind of dumb how they're handling it, at least for us.
It's like, retarded.
Yeah. So we were in contact with someone who had COVID-19. So we're like, we should get tested, right? Yep. That seems like the logical next step. And they like pretty much immediately put us in quarantine.
Yep. They locked us out of our dorms as soon as we got tested.
Yeah.
Yep. So we had to pack up all our stuff before we went and got tested, pack it all up, and then go get tested, and then we had to go.
And we came back negative, which is the
fault. We all came back negative. All of us came back negative.
Mm-hmm. Yet we still had to go to the quarantine housing from the school and
for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And you got to imagine, like, it sounds in theory, like, we thought it was going to be fucking sick as shit. But we got there and we got fucking the shittiest food. Like, not even at a...
Yeah, like, they deliver all three of your meals between 12 and 1. And it's frozen. It's the same stuff every day. It's not even, like,
edible. No, like, we never ate one of the dinners.
Yeah, we spent so much money on
DoorDash.
We all ended up spending, like, hundreds of dollars on DoorDash.
Yeah,
like,
we did.
They, like, the food they gave, like, it wouldn't even fill a person up. Really?
It was so. And then we couldn't leave our rooms.
Couldn't leave our rooms, and also, I like just feel like I wasted so much time moving there and back, and then like we couldn't really do shit, so we're naturally just gonna be lazy. And then I ended up losing a bunch of my art supplies in the move.
You did?
So yeah, I lost like a major project.
Really?
That was due. It was due like the day we moved in too. So. It was rough, but I'm still going to pass the class, I think, so we're chilling.
That's good.
Yeah.
I just wish the school was more smart with this. Like, this school should be able to fucking handle this.
Okay,
like,
but they are.
Honestly, they're doing a good job, okay, though.
Yeah, like, look, like, so that's the thing. We've had 282 cases all year.
Really?
Boulder, CU Boulder, has had, I'm pretty sure, over 800. I know for sure over 800. It might be over 1,000.
I think it was the power move with the cops that did it.
What power
move? When Fusato told all the cops, don't just fucking bust down all of them parties. Yeah. No more parties.
Oh, yeah.
Bust everything.
Yeah.
Bust everything. They just had cops waiting everywhere.
Yeah. The party scene is pretty dead.
Do you remember the one time when we were coming back from the Arrow and we just saw like fucking 8 cops?
Oh, yeah.
That was light so blazing. Great. That was so funny. Oh my god. Was that the same night that sink got broken?
Mm-hmm.
That, oh my, I can't believe someone broke the sink. That's so tough.
Yeah, we've been to one party this year that hasn't got busted within 20 minutes of getting there.
Yeah.
I went to
this
a few
entire year
before school started when they were a lot more lenient. But they still weren't even.
They
like,
were a lot weird. More lenient. Holy
They were still like.
Oh yeah, before school started, it was a different story.
They didn't care about anything, dude.
Mm-hmm. Like you come to Montana State any other year,
and it's just
in
party
the past city. 50 years, probably.
I want to go to Montana State in the 70s. That shit sounds like fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I bet it's a lot different.
I bet it was pretty dope.
Yeah, I bet it was pretty dope.
But Bozeman wasn't really big back then, I don't think.
Bozeman just
tiny
started like kind of
recently. Like, this was super tiny.
Well, tiny to you. It's like, back in Minnesota, this town is fucking monstrous.
No, this is tiny compared to
this town. Yeah, I guess compared to your town. It's decent size, though. It's like, what, 60K?
Less than that. It's like probably 40, 50.
That's why I love Minnesota. If you're not in the metro, everything is just like a couple thousand people. Maybe really? 10. Like Brainerd's probably got like 20,000 or so.
Population of that's Bozeman cool. is about at 50K.
Okay.
So that's not bad.
We've really been unproductive this like first half of the year. Like we definitely picked it up.
Nah, I was doing good and then I kind of slacked and then I picked it up again.
I think we're picked up.
Yeah, I'm picked up, but after quarantine, during quarantine.
Quarantine
yeah,
did
it
not help.
It was like 2 weeks.
Quarantine fucked me.
It was like a month of
doing it. Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think we just all had the same fucking like attitude about it. We're just like, oh, we're in quarantine. They can't do shit. Who fucking cares? We'll pick it up once we get back. And then once we get back, it's fucking.
It's like.
So fast. Everything is just moving fucking.
Yeah. Yep. We're behind.
It doesn't stop for us. Yeah. And, like, that's the realization that I made. Like.
Nope.
This fucking training is
nothing,
dude.
You gotta keep up.
Yeah, we gotta do a bunch of shit, but. Yeah, no break.
But we're here.
Spend, like, 2 days moving shit around.
Yeah, and then I moved dorms too, so it was like a whole nother move. But
yeah, then we had to move once in quarantine too.
Yeah, you guys did.
Yeah, because we were in some.
I had to move from that one room to Trey's, like habitat.
Trey's habitat.
Trey, if you had the option, would you have given me that room? If like we could go back, would you have kept your old room?
Yeah. That one wasn't bad, but, like, there was no outlets anymore, so I couldn't do anything.
The amount of time I spent fucking playing Assassin's Creed is fucking crazy.
But I honestly just slept outside in my sleeping bag.
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
I would just fall asleep while watching movies.
We watched some good fucking movies. We watched The Thing.
Yeah.
We also...
Halloween, Child's Play, The Taking of Deborah Logan.
Dazed and Confused.
All right, man. Fuck. I love Matthew McConaughey.
It's just three all rights, bro.
All right. That's my child. That's the Midwestern spin.
Yeah, but it's three.
But you gotta listen to the Midwestern spin.
Oh, is now a good time to get into fucking
Fargo?
No, Minnesota. Like,
Strange stuff.
Dude, fuck you. Minnesota doesn't do anything weird.
You guys are weird.
I'm on both sides of this debate where I love Minnesota, but they do some strange shit.
Name like six things that Minnesota does that's strange.
Why are you starting at six? Okay, Duck Duck Gray Duck.
Yeah, Duck Duck Gray Duck. What is that? It's Duck Duck Goose.
No, it's Duck Duck Goose.
It's just the weird infatuation with like geese and ducks and shit.
Dude,
like,
but Duck Duck what was the Gray other Duck. One?
Quack Quack Spot Back.
No,
it's Blackjack Spot.
No,
Jack Quack.
We just go
Jack.
And then you say Touch Black.
No, Quack Quack Spot Back.
And then the other person says Touch Black, and if you don't touch black, they can steal your seat.
Quack 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 Back. Spat Back.
Yeah, spat back. This is a exhibit A of the strange doings of Minnesota.
No, you guys are just fucking, oh my god.
And then we got the Butter Carving Festival.
Oh, what is that?
Like, who carves butter? Like, that's dope, but like, who carves butter?
Dude,
it's just weird.
Dude, like,
it's just weird.
But it's cool.
If like, I was a chick in Minnesota, I'd want to be a dairy princess. Like, a bust out of my head out of butter, dude. Fuck yeah. I can, like, cut a little slab off my hair.
So, what is a dairy princess?
So, like, Minnesota, where I'm from, there's a lot of, like, dairy farms.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're all spread around through, like, multiple counties. But, like, in Morrison County, like, there's this, like, from piers or little falls, it doesn't really matter. But, like, every year, just, like, the one that's the least ugly becomes the dairy princess, where they give her a crown. And they make her fucking head out of butter. A full bust. Like, not a small one either. It's, like, fucking like full shoulders. Yeah, like, full scale. Fucking bust your head out of butter, dude. And you put that bitch in your freezer and you're just chilling.
What?
Well, what else are you going to do with that bitch? Throw it in your fridge?
Why do you
throw
it away?
You're not throwing it away. You're just putting it in a freezer. It's a fucking humongous block of butter.
I've seen it, but what?
Chunk of your freezer space taken by like
butter
bust.
Do you guys not have like big chest freezers?
No, we got one in like the basement.
We've got two freezers in the garage. We have one fridge freezer in the house.
Nice.
So like we are fucking. It's either stacked with fucking alcohol or fucking food, man. It's either frozen meat or a fuck ton of, like, Busch Light.
What is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Another one. Busch Light. Why do Minnesotans drink Busch Light?
Because, dude.
It's disgusting.
It's not a good beer.
Busch is, like, bottom tier.
No, that is cap. Beer is good, though. Good.
Okay, Miller Light. Okay, what's the sound that a Miller makes when you crack it? Fucking. What sound is a Busch? Dude, I'm cracking a Busch can. Bush.
It did not make that noise.
It sounds like the sound of teen pregnancy, bro. Oh.
Obviously not.
Busch is fucking like. Busch Light is easily the worst light beer.
Mm-hmm.
Besides
Keystone.
Like, it's cheap and it's easy.
It's better than Keystone.
Yeah, but
Bush is better than Keystone.
Keystone is but see, you gotta like battle that you're better than Keystone. Like, is that really saying good things about
Keystone? Has the orange can. You can win money and other prizes. What does Bush have?
Bush has fucking orange ones during hunting season.
Dude, I would rather drink the Keystone. Fucking IPA.
And they have camel ones, dude.
Like,
he is smack.
Though. IPA smack, Weldwork beer.
IPAs smack. Are fucking thick. You have to chew fucking IPAs, dude.
No.
Have you ever chugged an IPA?
Really bitter one. Yes. That's all my dad drinks.
Have you guys IPAs. Chugged an IPA before?
I haven't chugged one.
You fucking chew it at me. You're fucking chewing it up.
You drink them while you're skiing, and they make you so warm.
Oh, I believe it. I bet, yeah, they kind of fill you up. It's not.
Did you guys play beer darts? Was that a thing that you guys played?
Beer darts?
Not sort of, but
that shit's fun. Oh my god.
What is it?
So you sit around this, like, in a circle, right? All in, like, chairs, and your beer's in front of you. You have darts, and you try and hit the beer, and if it's, like, below a certain line, they have to finish it. Otherwise, they have to drink it to that line.
Okay.
Like, if you hit the top, you have to drink it all. If you hit, like, below this one line, you have to drink it all.
Okay.
But, like, it gets dangerous because the more and more you fucking get in your can hit, the more and more your fucking darts going fucking everywhere else that you're trying to get it to, man.
I believe it.
Ugh. We need to play Frizznockers. You guys, I still haven't played Frizznockers with you guys.
I don't know what that is.
It's the one with the post and the water bottle and the Frisbee, remember?
Oh, yeah. That looks
fun. I think
fun.
We call that something else here, but I can't remember what it's called. Yeah. We call it Beersby.
We call it Frizznockers, dude.
Frizznockers, Beersby.
Then you have it, like, you had a whole beer in hand. Like, didn't have one free hand. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Mm-hmm. Got about 10 minutes left. What else is there really to talk about? We could talk about, like,
and just say what it's gonna be. This whole thing's gonna be about just talking about cool stuff that we find interesting or things that we do in our lives.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
pretty much just anything that seems pretty
anything
cool
that we find interesting that we think y'all might find interesting.
So if you guys have any ideas on what we want to talk about, make sure you let us know, man.
Yes, send us some ideas.
We're open to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about
guests on this show.
Let's talk about Married with Children.
No,
you're not talking about Married with
Children. Al Bundy.
No,
sex and father.
Dude, Married with Children is so obscure.
Obscure.
You know,
dude,
Cap.
I'm.
People our age might not.
No way.
No, I asked my mom and she's like, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, but your mom. Is your mom, was your mom a bougie high schooler?
No.
Was she preppy?
She played volleyball.
That doesn't mean she's preppy.
She went to a tiny-ass college.
Okay.
She went to a Beloit. You even know where that is?
Wisconsin.
Good job, dog.
They wanted me. Beloit.
So tiny. I toured. I didn't tour. I just walked around. It's like a high school.
No.
Damn.
No. We need to get some snacks for the next podcast, dude.
That's a bad idea.
Bad idea?
Bad idea.
Bad idea?
We'll just start eating.
Okay. We need drinks. We need drinks for the next episode.
Drinks, not a bad idea. Food.
Maybe we should just get like a bottle of Captain and we'll just pass it around and we won't finish the podcast until it's empty.
Ooh, no way.
That would be raw. Oh my god, dude.
I would do that if we did a podcast on like a Friday or Saturday night.
If we had a lot of time, that would actually be kind of sick, but
yeah.
I'm not trying to get
not like one of those massive bottles
hammered.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Just
like 750 or something.
Like one that's like this.
Nah, just get like one of the ring.
Yeah, like a bit.
Skinnier ones. Like that wide, this tall.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Captain Morgan is something else.
It's good.
Have you guys had Captain Coke?
Yes.
But you guys have never had Captain Orange.
No.
Captain Orange is the best.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't think fucking smacks.
I believe it.
That shit was so yum.
Got more use of some sweet tea. Cats.
Dude, I can't wait until we're done with, like, this break so I can come back with that Crown Apple. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Crown Apple is delicious. Favorite beer. Here we go. Favorite beer. Favorite alcoholic beverage. Let's go. Phil, start us.
I'm starting us off. That's easy, baby. Miller Lite.
All right. So it's beer, though.
I'm talking all alcohol.
Can we just take beer for now? I don't want to think about, like, all.
If it was all, I could have beer and.
Okay. Yeah, I could probably do an all, too.
You give me an all.
Okay. Well, I was going to wait until you do a hard alcohol.
And, like, whatever, yeah.
Oh, and a hard alcohol, definitely Tito's.
Oh.
Tito's vodka. Very good.
Okay, so I like Coors Banquets. Those are gas. And then, honestly, like, Mai Tais. You ever had one of those?
Yeah.
They're those gas.
Aren't they like a fruity one?
Yeah, but they get you hammered.
We need morning mimosas.
Oh, fuck, I love a mimosa.
Some champagne and orange juice.
Is that what a mimosa is? That's not from American Dad.
Or you can just... Some tequila and orange juice smacks, too. That shit is delicious.
You ever had a tequila sunrise?
No, what is that?
It's like tequila, orange juice, and I think grenadine. Like some kind of syrup or something. It's so good.
I made this one drink with ginger beer, bubbly, vodka, like this Deep Eddie's peach vodka. And then,
oh, like a Moscow Mule
sort of
deal.
No.
Yeah.
So and then, there, yeah.
That sounds
and then
bad.
Also Hawaiian Punch and vodka go so well together.
I was at my cabin with some buddies, and my cousin brought some of her friends up too. And I made the best fucking concoction with vodka. Like that vodka was fucking raw. Like, you know when it's like a bad vodka.
Yeah.
Like, it's still going to get you fucking piss hammered, but you know when it's in, like, that plastic.
Like, some Nikolai.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
See, what we do when we have shitty vodka like Nikolai is, like, pour out half, like, a 2 liter, and then dump, like, the whole bottle in there. And then get, like, Mio. You guys know what that shit is?
Oh, the squirt.
Yeah.
Or, like, the Kool-Aid squirt stuff or whatever you want. Squirt shit. That shit'll get you hammered.
I had
this, like, you can just chug it.
I took a Red Solo
cup, that shit'll
poured the rest of my Rockstar in there, and then I, like, there wasn't that much left, so, like, there was a lot of room for vodka. So we poured some of that in there, and that shit fucking wired me. Like, so much caffeine and so much of a fucking bite from vodka, dude. Like, well, that shit tastes like rubbing
when out. When you drink alcohol and caffeine at the same time, your brain treats it like cocaine.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Bro, that Red Bull Pink Whitney combo.
That means
that shit.
Well, that means every time I drink, my brain thinks I'm on cocaine. Because I can't think of any like isolated experience where I did not have caffeine with alcohol.
Damn.
Like, when I was at my cabin with my family, I always had, like, a fucking Mountain Dew right there. Don't drink in a hot tub. That shit gets you hammered.
It's fun. Both of my fiends just died.
Not the chode died?
Oh, the chode's working again.
Nice.
My bad. It's not a podcast moment.
What, the chode?
Yeah. Well, not the chode. Chode. I don't give a fuck. It's just like not.
Wait, what did you say?
The top.
Oh, the chodes?
Yeah. A little off topic.
Dude, and fuck it. We need it to be organic.
Dude, the master.
Alright, I'm just.
Yeah.
Alright. We're about done here. So, thanks for tuning in. This is going to be a weekly thing. So, if you want to join us next week.
Higher education.
Higher education, baby. Don't forget it. Don't worry, boys. Oh my god, we are definitely gonna find weird shit. Peace out.